Seventh parak of Zvachim, fifth mission. Moilik bismol, a person who's a melika with his left hand, and he's a righty, or even if he's a lefty, bichla can't do melika because he can't be a kohanim, have to be righties if they want to work in the Beis Hamikdash. So lemaisa, he did it with his left hand. Or belayla did at night, which is also not the time to do avoida. Or shachet chulin bifnim or kochim bechutz. He took a regular animal and shechted in the azara, which is chulin shenishtu bazara, which is also bahano. Or kochim he shechted outside of azara, which is also bahano. Einim etam beis abliya. Even though it is also to eat this animal that was shechted or a bird that went through the malika, since it was done bipsul, since it was self kosov, you did a malika. Or you did a shechita, it's not an avail. Yeah, molik sakin, molik v'sakin. Just as din of metalis, let's clarify just one more point. Matam v'sabliya goes only on a niblas oiftah, a bird, a kosher bird that was not shechted and it became an avail. It's not matam when you touch it; it's matam when you swallow it. So all these halachas are talking about bird offerings, they're not animal offerings. Therefore, we're saying a chiddush that either the malika was done with the wrong hand at the wrong time, or he shechted a bird that shouldn't be shechted in the Beis Hamikdash, or shechted a bird outside of the Beis Hamikdash that was kochim that should have been shechted in the Beis Hamikdash, even though they're all aser, but they don't have this tumah, they're not nevelis. Molek b'sakin, if he did malika instead of with his fingernail, he did it with a knife. Molak chulin bifnim, he was molek chulin inside the azar, which basically he killed it, he didn't shecht it at all. Or kochim b'chutz, Malika's kochim outside the Beis Hamikdash is also, there's no pasha of malika only inside the Beis Hamikdash. He did it outside the Beis Hamikdash, he's basically just killing it. Or toyim shalagizmanam v'neyoyinishavizmanam, toyim are the larger birds for bird offerings that before their time came, they have to be a certain size. Or v'neyoyina are the smaller birds that he did the malika before their time came. Or sheyovish gapa v'shenismas einel, it had some type of mum that passes it, that it's one of its wings shriveled up, or his eye was gouged out, or nikta raglet's missing a leg. All these cases, metama beis ablia. So bekitzer, after this whole perek, we have certain cases where the malika was done shaloka, then even so it's considered a malika, just a malika psula. And since it's considered a malika, the bird that has been nimlak is not metama. And we have other cases considered that no, the malika is totally possible. Malika is not even a malika, it's just you killed it. And therefore, in the time of Beis Abliya, what's the general rules here? Klal, kol shehoyo posel b'koydish in the time of Beis Abliya. If the psul was psul because of koydish technicalities, which you did it with the wrong hand or the wrong time or the wrong the maisachatas for an oiloch for chatas, all those cases are kochim, specific kochim problems. Other than that, it's a good malika. So even though it's a posel as a korban, but it's not a time as an avela. But if it wasn't psul b'koydish, for example, he did malika to something which is not kochim, or did psika malika and kochim outside the Beis Hamikdash, these are places where malika or malika with a knife, it's b'chal not a malika, and therefore since he severed the neck before and he shechted from the back, that is not considered a shechita at all, so it's equivalent to killing it. Matam Beis Abliya, and therefore will be tummy when one swallows this bird. If the malika was done by a person who was supposed to do avoida, but he did the right type of malika, and it was a non-coin, did malika, that's also considered psul machmas the kedusha, and therefore, even though the korban is possible, but the oif is not metameh.